Pence, Trump's post-election legal team should have never been allowed on White House ground. By Pam Key on November 16, 2022. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday during a CNN town hall event that former Donald Trump's team of attorneys challenging the 2020 election should not have been led on the grounds of the White House. Pence said, "It saddens me. That day it angered me. I must tell you, when the Secret Service took us down to the loading dock, accompanied by my wife and my daughter Charlotte and our Secret Service detail, I was determined to stay at my post. I told the Secret Service that I was not leaving the Capitol. I didn't want to give those people the sight of the 16-car motorcade speeding away from the Capitol that day. But frankly, when I saw those images and when I read a tweet that President Trump issued saying that I lacked courage in that moment, it angered me greatly." He continued, "When I saw the images of people smashing into, ransacking offices, and creating the mayhem that ultimately cost lives, I was filled with a simmering indignation. I had served in the Congress for 12 years. Pence added, "I don't believe fraud changed the outcome of the election. But the president and the campaign had every right to have those examined in court. But I told the president that once those legal challenges played out, he should simply accept the outcome of the election and move on. But he was hearing different voices, and frankly, there were some legal experts that were allowed on the White House grounds that should have never been let through the gate." Anchor Jake Tapper said, "You are talking about Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.